The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Shout out to our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25-plus years in business. Reach out to firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. I saw AJ from First Rate Ag at the practice. He stopped by.
Did he? Oh,
yep.
Nice.
Parker's brother AJ was there. So,
you think I'd wear this hat? If it wasn't first rate?
No, I don't think you would.
Would I wear the hat like that? That would not happen. Mm-mm. That's the kind of support I have for the ag community. And also, I mean, Parker started me. He's the one who started me in ag. He's the one. Bert Lingenfelter and Parker got me started in ag.
So Bert helps you too?
Yes. And now I feel like I'm trying to put together an agricultural summit here in Nebraska.
Which is going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. And I'd like to be part of that leadership program. And we're going to talk about seed and soil and chemicals.
Where would you put
fertilizer?
This? Like, what's the venue you envision?
Where would I select for this? That'd be interesting to see where
Embassy
I selected
Suites, it. Embassy Suites, maybe.
No, we're going to probably be more central Nebraska. So I'll take a look at that.
Okay.
Probably more central. Yes.
Like Kearney or Grand Island?
Could be in that area. Maybe Genoa. Michael Genoa.
Genoa?
Yes.
Why not?
Genoa? Probably Stromsburg is going to be in consideration.
I wonder if there's a spot there.
Yeah, I'll have to check. Probably not a real big convention center in Stromsburg, but if they're building one, I'll make sure we fill it up. But thank you so much to First Rate Ag for just being...
They're good people.
Their retention rate, again, 99.9. Think about that.
And I bet that the...
99.9.
That the one, that the point, whatever it is, that doesn't rejoin, that's a death.
Yes, death.
That's a death.
Yes, or dismemberment of some sort.
Some sort of unfortunate occurrence.
Something really bad. Hey, don't worry about that point one.
Might involve machinery. All right.
Thanks to First Rate Ag. Great people. Parker and Chris. Squad are awesome. We're switching things up here. We saw something on the TV during the break.
I was struck by something that Bill and Ben and you... shut down so fast.
It suggested the Steelers should use a two quarterback system.
Yeah, and I'm open to it. And you guys are all no. Bill was like no. Why? Why are you?
That was a no. That was a hard no.
Why?
I just the two quarterback. It's the classic line which has been well ahead of my time. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. You know, type of a deal. Usually, it's pretty clear cut. That is a position where it has to. And also now if it's a specialized deal, let's just say that they bring a quarterback in, they have a special package for him, or they do a certain thing with him. I understand that, but I think they're the same player, not the same player as far as somebody who's won a Super Bowl. I get that part of experience, but it's not like a special part of it. So if looking over your shoulder, hey, you have series one and two, you got three and four, then all of a sudden you throw. What are you gonna do? Like you said, I would always tell my players, we have a rotation. We have a set rotation. You're going to go in this series at that. But if the person you're rotating going in, if he's got a PBU, a sack, an interception, I'm not taking him out. I'm not going to take someone out on. Never walk away from a heater.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, so someone takes him on two straight drives. Then are you going to all of a sudden be like, okay, you're up? I'd be like, no. So I'd push back on that.
That's convincing. And Jake said the same thing. If you got two, you got zero. I've heard this a zillion times.
Yeah, a zillion times.
But I'm a little more open-minded than you guys about. I don't know why.
Tell us why. Would that work out? You've got two guys that have been starting quarterbacks for several years. Russell Wilson for over a decade.
If you're trying to... Okay, I'll give you a couple of... Well, like a scenario where it doesn't bother me. If you're trying to still work it out going into the season, if you're trying to determine who's our guy, and you say, oh, we're going to take it into the season. That doesn't bother me that much. If they're both talented guys, I think you can make it work to a certain extent, although it hardly seems like it ever does. I still am open-minded about it. Now, some of it has to do with those guys have to be cooperative. And if they're not, and if there's rancor, if it causes unity problems, that's a problem. But if they're down with it, I don't know. I just it's never bothered me as much as it bothers a lot of people. Like I just feel like you can make it work if they're both talented. But man, you guys shut that down so fast, and Bill's pretty convincing on why you don't do it.
Well, when has it worked? How many times has it ever worked? Is my question.
I'm
sure it has.
I do remember the excitement, and Bill might remember this, when Spurrier was literally using two within a series.
They ran plays
in and out with them, I think.
They would substitute them like receivers. It was
very strange.
It was. It was a fun and gun. That was very extreme, but Spurrier could make it work.
So we have one instance where it worked out then?
Yeah, it didn't work out with Crouch and Newcomb very well. It was clunky. They tried it. It's usually clunky. Saints, Taysom Hill. Now, that's what Bill's talking about, more of a package, though. He's a package guy. And that doesn't...
And he's mostly running. I mean, he has, at the most, like four pass attempts in a game. Yeah. He's not going to throw it 12, 13 times a game.
I get it. It invites trouble. It invites trouble, but I still am open-minded if it's the right scenario. So, yeah, I don't think the Steelers will do it. I don't. Would they do it with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? I doubt it. I would think not.
It's fun to watch, though.
It is kind of fun. That's the other thing. Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. What did Deion say?
Deion Sanders was talking to media this weekend and was talking about how he's going to handle his star players. Travis Hunter, of course, seen as a likely top five pick. So is his son, potentially, Shedeur Sanders.
God, those guys are top five.
And he said he told media that he told his team to, quote, leave Travis Hunter alone, end quote, in contact drills. And same goes for Shedeur Sanders. Don't touch him. Don't tackle him when he's a receiver at all. Is that the right way to handle that? You know, if everybody else is getting tackled. I know he's a star. He's an absolute superstar.
He is.
He's a first-team All-American type of player.
I don't know.
Is that the right way to handle that, though?
Bill,
depends the situation. I would imagine a scrimmage is a scrimmage. If it's, like, true. Like, you talked about scrimmage that you saw on Friday, Jake, Saturday night. That wasn't a scrimmage. I don't think they were even in full pads.
No.
So it wasn't. That was just teamwork.
Teamwork, yes.
So
teamwork.
I'm saying, if there's a scrimmage, it'd be very hard not to tackle, to have someone ready to go. Hey, listen, we're going to play. This is real football now. So the best thing is to have him out of. If they don't want him tackled, not have him in the situation to have that. I do agree with quarterbacks getting hit. There's always a time, but like it was talked about last year, he was the most sacked quarterback, I believe, in Division I football. So he proved that he can take a hit and get back up. So I wouldn't want to touch him either. Yeah, I don't want a quarterback. I don't want a quarterback getting hit. You know, I mean, the drop off is significant.
Yep.
And someone that touches the ball every single
play. I think it was 52 sacks last year in Shedeur Sanders.
Nebraska got him six times. Yeah, he was sacked a lot.
Do you want extra contact on him? No. They've played a lot of football, and so it's going to be a little bit limited. Now, it's hard, I would imagine, if it was just like, hey, there's just two guys that can't be touched. Everyone else, no one doesn't matter. That'd probably be a different. But I don't know how that, like I said, when you're not in the room or what was said at that time, it'd be a little bit different. But I wouldn't, I mean, right now, no, I don't. I wouldn't want him tackled a bunch. I mean, Travis Hunter, I mean, I love watching that guy play.
He's a dude.
He played 100-some snaps against TCU in 100-degree. It was 100 degrees on the field.
The first game of the season.
First game, he played like 100-some snaps. It was incredible.
Let's face it. Those guys and a few other skill guys, that's what makes the Colorado game scary for Nebraska. When you have those guys, that alone is scary because they can hit you. You know, they can gouge you quick. You know, so, yeah, I don't know what Deion's doing. but he'll have a representative team, I think.
He'll perform. Yeah. All right, there you go. Let's play the game show, ready?
Wait,
you're 0-2 in the new season.
Yeah, it's not been good. Need to start fast. this week.
Today's topic in the game show, we mentioned briefly earlier that Noah Lyles is the champion in the 100-meter dash. He won that in the Olympics yesterday in an absolute photo finish, complete photo finish. So today, on that note, how about fast people? Fast people are a topic in sports.
Okay.
Fast people in sports.
This is interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting.
I could put Bella as a topic of this one, but she's not an answer for this one.
Bella, super fast.
Really fast. I watched her live.
What did she say to me one time when I said,
you just stop being fast?
Yeah,
right?
You just don't stop being fast. Yeah. I think there was a fritter, and I said, you gotta eat that fritter? I mean, you still training. She goes, well, you just don't stop being fast.
Yeah.
She said.
That was like in your face.
Yeah,
take that sip.
Yeah.
If you think you know your fast people in sports, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
Here we go.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We need a call, 464-5685. Don't be scared.
No one's calling.
Fast people in sports. I think we'll get several of these right, if not all four of these right.
Okay.
Really?
That's the hint. Yeah.
I believe that the caller
and Sip and Bill will get at least 3 out of 4 questions right. I'm confident in this.
I like the topic. I do like
it. I do.
So, fast people.
Fast people, because Noah Lyles, the USA runner, is the champion in the 100-meter
I learned something that I didn't know last night.
Watching that,
it's all based off of the torso. That's where the
feet.
The torso is where you where you. Thus the term breast the tape. Thus the term. So Jamaica head was across the head. That's not where you're judged on.
Oh,
it's not the first thing across. It's not you can't have your hand out.
Oh,
like that.
It's the torso.
That one. So they went.
Didn't know that.
When they went to photo finish, it goes to the torso.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And Noah stuck his torso out. He was the champion.
Because when I watched it like 4 or 5
is that
times,
right, Bella?
And they would show it fast. I'm like, no, Jamaica won. Won.
And
Jamaica won.
He thought he won too.
He thought he won too. And all of a sudden, and then they go back by rule. He did not win. It was crazy.
The torso.
Yeah. It was the closest race in the history, I think.
It was amazing. 500s you won.
They have a picture from like not the end zone camera, from the front camera of them coming down. And they're all in the same. I mean, first to last was just nanoseconds. It was incredible how everyone looked.
Wow.
So anyway.
We have JR. JR, how do you feel about fast people in sports today?
My toddler's not in sports yet, but he's pretty fast.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see how this goes. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, JR, first question goes to you. What, at that point, Redskins NFL Hall of Fame cornerback was a 4-time NFL fastest man competition winner and had 54 career picks in 20 seasons in the league?
Layup.
Oh, maybe not a layup. This is for you, JR.
Five
seconds.
Four, Jake. Okay. You gotta start counting down.
Three.
I don't know.
Two. One.
You got it?
Don't know.
I got it.
No, give you the horns, JR. Bill believes he has this.
Yeah,
Daryl Green.
Okay.
Daryl Green is correct.
I don't know that I would have gotten that.
So you're on your own now, Sip, but up 1-0. First question. Who has the most stolen bases all time in MLB history with 1,406, nearly 500 more than second place?
It's got to be Ricky.
Say it.
Ricky Henderson.
Brilliant. Ricky Henderson is correct.
He talks in third person.
That's beautiful.
Ricky feels good today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. He's over 500 ahead.
Yeah,
500.
It's ridiculous. To stay alive, last question, JR, down 2-0. What American sprinter won 9 gold medals and 10 medals in total over 4 Olympics, breaking the world record in the 100 meters 3 times in his career, topped by a 9.86 in 1991.
I have no clue. I don't know his first name, but I'm going to go with Johnson. His last name's Johnson.
I think he was going for Michael Johnson, which is not correct. The answer was Carl Lewis on that one. Carl Lewis.
Good God, you can overthink that one.
No, yeah, guys, I was overthinking that one. Yeah, yeah,
thinking, you know what?
I'm like, hang on a second.
You guys are champs, though, so congrats. JR, we'll get you back on the coffee.
That's our first win.
Oh, we're back.
Ooh, we're
back.
That,
you're back.
Hey, I was
thinking Johnson, too. I really was.
Yeah. And
I
I'll really tell you what.
Similar time.
I was hiding the pressure so you wouldn't get freaked out, but we needed that bad.
We needed it really.
Yeah.
When they showed the winners last night, that Usain Bolt won 3 Olympics in a row.
Man.
That's hard to do in that race,
yeah.
In that particular race. 3 in a row. And when he ran, that was different.
Oh, it was.
That was
you
like,
had to watch. It you was that, had that, to watch
that
Usain
was must-see. That was must-see
TV. Yeah, you get the chills watching Usain Bolt. Yeah.
Your last question was this. You've already won the game. What fast running back recorded 2,509 yards from scrimmage in 2009 with the Tennessee Titans and ran a 4.24 40 at the combine?
Is this a guy named Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Chris Johnson is correct.
Chris Johnson.
And this is to Bill, tiebreaker. Ricky Henderson had 1,406 career steals. How many MLB seasons did he play?
Ooh.
19.
Zip over
Ooh,
under
just
19.
A little under that.
How about 25 seasons?
Ricky played 25 seasons?
And by the way, he had 3 seasons over 100 stolen bases, including one of 130 in 1982.
Played for a quarter century.
He stole 130. He played for a quarter century, 25 years.
His pension has to be really good.
Oh, God, he's got money.
He had 130 stolen bases in one season.
I've not heard a word about Ricky Henderson forever.
Been a while.
In a while.
No. No,
but he still speaks in third
I
person.
I did not know he played 25 years.
25 seasons.
You learn a lot on this show. No. Torso is what wins the race. Ricky played 25 years. 25
quarter
years.
Quarter century. 25 years. MLB.
How does that even work?
How's that? How do you stay healthy enough to play? And how do you not have just multiple hamstring injuries and different things? Imagine being on first and like, well, Ricky's on. He might try to steal. That's all they talked about. All they talked about in the clubhouse that day. Well, Henderson's right. going to steal.
Henderson gets on.
He's going. He's going. And they couldn't stop him. Nope. They couldn't do anything to stop him. They would throw over. They'd throw over.
Yep.
Do stuff. Didn't
He's
matter.
He's
Didn't
going.
Matter. He was that
That's
good.
Incredible. That's incredible.
The best of all time. When we come back, the
500. What if the home run leader was over was 500 home runs more than the next person?
God.
If you're curious, it's Lou Brock who was second.
Really?
How about that?
Lou Brock, second, 900 plus stolen bases. And Chris still 500 behind Ricky Henderson.
Ricky feels good today.
Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.